I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Fall is a great time to watch birds enjoy the various wild berries as they get ready for winter and migration. However, some of the plants the birds enjoy are not good characters. There are a number of invasive shrubs that are spread by birds eating the berries and then pooping out the seeds. These shrubs can take over habitats, crowd out natives, and make the environment less hospitable for wildlife. So, who are these culprits? They include Japanese barberry, Japanese honeysuckle, burning bush, buckthorn, autumn olive, and multiflora rose. The first step is to properly identify the invasive plants. Check out descriptions of these and other invasives at the Connecticut Invasive Plant List online. Once you know you have an invasive shrub, it's time to act. Cut down and dig out the roots of these invasives. Try to get out as much of the root system as possible, since some, such as Japanese barberry, can spread by underground rhizomes. Don't move them to a new location, since they may still be fruiting. Let them air dry or chip them on site and watch for seedlings next spring. Once destroyed, it's important to understand you've also removed a bird food source too. Invasive shrub berries do have necessary calories that birds need to survive the winter. However, research has shown native shrub berries are higher in fat and a better source of energy. So, have a plan to replace the invasive shrubs with native berry shrubs such as northern bayberry, blueberry, winterberry, chokeberry, and arrowwood viburnum. You'll give the birds the food they need and help recreate a healthy ecosystem for all creatures. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about pumpkins. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.